testing. Okay, this is Maya. If you wouldn't mind just reminding
me, yes, yeah,
your concept,
well,
and
yeah, no,
your discipline.
What's your discipline?
You might need to explain.
Right, fashion communication.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Maybe
it
explain
mixes
that.
Photography,
right,
styling, drawing.
Okay.
It kind of just mixes like everything to
okay
communicate an idea or a message.
Okay.
This
should be easy for you then.
I'm doing it on fast fashion and how it affects the planet as well as people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry. My idea, I think I want to include, because I didn't bring my mood board, but
no,
that's okay.
I really like the ironic clothing tag.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some designs.
Oh yes, I think I went there. It's a little bit of this, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pick this shape because this one doesn't really fit anything on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started by doing ironic ones. I mean, they all kind of are, but these ones are more like a clean look with a dirty shadow. That's not really what Timo is about.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
don't
understand that phrase.
Like a clean look.
Oh, a dirty shadow, like a dirty,
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah,
background.
I actually forgot to mention this, but one of the quotes that I really liked from a documentary I watched yesterday was the dirty shadow of the fashion industry. So I think,
okay,
I
oh, that's
to include
where it
that.
From.
That's where it came
yes,
from.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I ended up kind of leaning towards more, like, it's still kind of ironic, but fits more into the brand morals. Like made without secrets.
Well, I like that one, ethics actually included.
Yeah.
Because
it's still funny.
Yeah, yeah. So where do you find these, have you found these sayings? Have you?
No, I just kind of made them up.
You made
like,
them up?
Yeah, I saw some, but just like changed
yes, yeah,
them. And then for the actual design, I don't have a sketch yet, but I think with the quote, I want either someone like walking on a catwalk and then surrounded by fumes and landfill and everything, but they're really like dressed up and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Or that same thing with the model, but then like a like an actual shadow, but with like either landfill or stuff like
okay
that in it to kind of represent like.
I'm just thinking this is getting really complicated. I'm loving your tag.
Labels.
I'm loving your labels. I think they are really clever, really, really
mm-hmm
clever. And I'm just wondering how you keep that imagery super clean,
yeah,
as it were. I'm just trying to get a vision, you know, a thought in my head. Could you just go back to your labels again, your tags again? I just want to see if one of them inspires a thought, anything at all. Because the one I like, I just love the ethics actually included, is about greenwashing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the concept around greenwashing. And I think, and of course, T-Mill is not about greenwashing at all. So it's such a great, you know, over three words. It's just, it says so much in three words. So the question is, you know, for me almost, the tag becomes the t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like it's almost as simple
enough
as, it's almost enough.
But does it communicate the idea of fast fashion enough?
Well, that, right.
I think there
thank
needs
you
to be
okay
a link
a bit
to
more
that.
Fair point.
I was thinking of having the tag like, because is it a little image on the front and a bigger
it's
one?
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
That
you
was
want
the trend last year because
yeah
that's what came from their market research. So you can have just have a big one on the front.
Yeah, because I was thinking either this on the back or like on the front and then the other design.
Mm.
On one
I
or
mean,
the other.
That's almost a brand name you've just created there.
Ethics actually
yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah, it is. It's like a brand name. It's a, you know, you could put a register that as a trademark because it genuinely is. You know, it's like Pretty Little Thing or, you know, all these different brands. It's exactly that kind of thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's just, it's a brilliant little line.
I think go going back to your other imagery where you've got that little collage, I think that says quite a lot, but I'm in agreement with you. It's very busy.
Yes,
and I appreciate it's just a quick collage to start bringing visuals to life.
Yeah, I would have sketched it, but just did it quickly.
Can you show us some of your artist research? Because you are sort of mixed media, aren't you?
Yeah, I did this one. I think I want to, edit a picture.
Mm-hmm.
If I
so
do
like a
this,
photo montage.
Yeah, if I do this, I would. I'd also include those little drawings. I forgot to do the sketches, though.
What little drawings?
The ones on the picture where she had, a mask and the money.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go and grab that?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the artist Jean-Michel Basquiat?
The name rings a bell, but it doesn't. I don't know what he's done.
I'll show you. He's very much mixed media.
Has she really? She has thought that those taglines.
I have not seen that before.
Wow.
She has not shown me that.
Wow, that's just immense.
Really clever. Well, Maya is very smart.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Like this.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So this is what do they call them? Is it Pussy Riot? You know the group?
You know.
I was thinking of
Sorry, that's inappropriate.
Having a picture, a really professional looking one of a model or someone standing in a cool outfit, and then maybe the things on the side, instead of being actual pictures, being something like that, because then it makes it not too busy and just a bunch of random images.
But does that communicate your message?
No, but I'd have it of these things.
Oh, in that kind of style.
Yeah.
So it's like mixed media with photography.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
there's this artist who you know, who actually some of your work reminds me a little bit of, and I know you took inspiration from him in the first years, but he's known for his little icons, you know, that mixed media vibe, but also sort of looking at his use of colour as well, and collage. I don't know if that's something these are what he's quite known for as well. He's got these little crowns in all of his work. But it just really reminded me of this, and maybe there's a way that we could combine this with maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Have you seen the work outside the front door with the wedding dress?
No.
That's Maya's.
All right.
You'll see it in a moment.
Okay.
Do you want to have a look?
I will. Okay. No, I will, because I'm just interested, because I think you've got such a... Yeah, it's interesting, you've got Vivian Westwood there, but... I completely get where you're at. I love your tagline. I'm just blown away by your tagline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of how do you reinforce your tagline? With an image which is equally as simple, because it's the beauty of your tagline.
It's
so simplistic.
Yeah.
So the question is
less is more.
How do you back up the simplicity of your tagline with an image? Sorry, is it out here on the right? Is it?
Yeah, you'll see it. Quickly. I quite like the idea of the shadow.
Yeah.
And then within the shadow, I think really what, and I'll mention this when David comes back in, is you kind of need to highlight the unethical values of what's happening.
Yeah.
Wow, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's quite a link.
Yes, that's good.
But I think you're trying to pare it back a little bit, this project. Not as wild as that project outside. Or were you?
I don't know.
Well, I just think I thought that was. I mean, that's really interesting. Now you've got. I've seen that. It's kind of completely. I now kind of a bit more understand why your thinking is here.
So I was just.
Wow. Is that just juxtapose, or does the label? Does the label become something like you've done there, which is quite wild, but with those strong wording?
Yeah, I think I think. I really did want to include, I think I wanted it to just have a plain background. kind of like someone standing like that, but more like high fashion, wearing something really trendy. And then just around having those little doodles of like all the unethical and unenvironmental things around it.
I think you need to put something together.
I think you need to just do that. Yeah.
Just do it. I can't get inside of your head to understand what you're saying.
I think this is a great project. I think you just need to make some more visuals.
I know.
And that will help you and
Yes, exactly.
But
I mean, how did you create the wedding thing? The outfit.
I bought the dress from a charity shop. I didn't
Right. Yes.
It.
No. But you bought it. Yeah. But then you obviously turned it into a graphical image, and then you presume you did the background, the backdrop of it as well.
Yeah, I just painted it and used.
It was loads of layers.
Stencils,
you had stencils,
yes,
spray
yes,
paints.
Yeah.
I think I definitely do like mixing a bunch.
Yeah.
You do.
So I think that's
I think that's why
I'm struggling
strength.
In my head, because when I've seen that, I'm thinking, God, that's so that's brilliant in terms of the imagery and the power of it, and it's kind of, how do you replicate that into, because you're clearly very visual in terms of you get what a powerful image looks like.
I know exactly what I want to do. I need to draw it up.
Okay Well, that's fine.
See
please.
You next time then.
please do it. Yeah, great, thank you.
All right, lovely, Maya, thank you so much.